Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of St. Jerome. Jerome lived from 347 to 420 AD. Now, he didn't start out a saint. None of them ever do. He was baptized and became a Christian at the age of 19. And as a young man, he had a hunger and thirst for knowledge. So he dedicated himself to learning different languages, Latin, Greek, and then Hebrew. Most of all, he loved reading the Roman and Greek philosophers. Cicero was his favorite, and he devoted all his leisure time to reading them. While on his way to Jerusalem to study Hebrew, Jerome became gravely ill and fell into a coma. In this state, God gave him a vision of his particular judgment at the moment of his death. Suddenly, his soul came back to his body, and when he arose, his friends begged him to tell them what happened. And he related the vision. Suddenly, I was caught up in the spirit and dragged before the judgment seat of the judge. And there in the light, which was so bright, and those who stood around were so radiant, that I cast myself upon the ground and didn't dare to look up. Then a voice asked who and what I was. And I replied, I'm a Christian. But the judge who presided said, you lie. You are a follower of Cicero and not of Christ. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. From that day forward, Jerome read the books of God with an even greater zeal than he had ever read the books of men. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. With his first pilgrimage to Jerusalem interrupted, he was finally able to go in 385. And when he came to Bethlehem, to the birthplace of Jesus, he decided, this will be the home, my home, the rest of my life. And it's what he did. He made his home in the cave adjoining the cave where Jesus was born, under the church of the Nativity built by Queen Helena. In the place where the Word of God was born, Jerome translated the Bible from its original languages of Hebrew and Greek into the common language of the West, Latin, so that all people could read or hear the Word of God and by it nourish their souls. And Jerome's translation of the Bible became known as the Vulgate, the official text of the Church, which, after its recent revision, still remains the authoritative text used by the Church to this day. So what's the most important thing we can learn from Jerome? Above all, this: to love the Word of God in sacred Scripture. Saint Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. I mentioned not long ago in our meditation on the Mass that people often say to me, God never speaks to me. So I ask them, well, how much time do you spend listening to God by reading Scripture and then thinking about it and talking it all over with the Lord in a personal conversation? And usually they say, almost never. And then I ask them, what's your routine? What happens when you immediately wake up in the morning? And almost everybody turns on the news in some fashion, or email, or social media. And then that sets the tone for the day, often with feelings of being overwhelmed, or anger, or anxiety. Not a very good way to start the day. But imagine how much better our lives would be if the first thing we did when we woke up was said, God has something to say to me today. And we got our coffee and we opened up the readings, say, for the Mass of that day. And we allowed God to speak to us. The Catechism reminds us that in Scripture, the Church constantly finds her nourishment and her strength, for she welcomes it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the Word of God. For in the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Because God is the primary author who inspired the human authors to write whatever he wanted and nothing more, Scripture really is God's word to us. That's why the Catechism teaches that the inspired books teach the truth. Since, therefore, all the inspired authors or sacred writers affirm should be regarded as affirmed by the Holy Spirit, we must acknowledge that the books of sacred Scripture firmly, faithfully, and without error teach that truth which God, for the sake of our salvation, wished to see confided to the sacred Scriptures. We have a built-in hunger for truth. And the most important truth is that which leads to our salvation and our real happiness. But too often we settle for a counterfeit in the news, in podcasts, in commentators. Let's stop settling for a counterfeit and let's receive the truth we were made for. Our Lady said, "Dear children, today I invite you to read the Bible every day in your homes, and let it be in a visible place so it will always encourage you to read it and to pray." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Let's return to the vision that Jerome had. Having died and finding himself before the judgment seat of God, Jerome heard these words. You are a follower of Cicero and not of Christ. Think how much time, energy, and attention we give to reading or watching or listening to news, social media, political and sports analysts, and in comparison, how little time to reading and thinking about the Word of God in the Bible. When we stand at our particular judgment, and we will, who will Christ declare we follow based on how we used our leisure time? Let's make a firm resolution to read Scripture every day. And a good place to begin is just with the daily readings of the Mass, or even just the Gospel of the day. But don't just read them and then go on your way. Think about them. Ask yourself, do I understand this? And am I living this? And what concrete changes do I need to make to live it better? Let it challenge you, convict you, and then make a simple, concrete resolution to put into practice that day whatever God is inspiring within you. That is how we become a follower of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you've been in the cave of St. Jerome. His body is no longer there, but you stood next to his original crypt where he was buried. So you know the place where he lived and where he translated the Bible. So what are your thoughts on this meditation?
It is cooler hearing about it, having walked around there, because it is one of those spots in the Holy Land where it's so unchanged that it's just unreal. I mean, you said he was 3rd or 4th century. Between the two?
From the mid-300s to the early-400s.
I see. And it's astounding. He really picked the best real estate you could in the entire world.
Yeah.
But also to do that and just be dedicated to learning and writing and translation is something so classical but also so familiar, especially as I'm getting more into reading classics, but also it's so fun learning about all these different translations, and I think it's such a gift to translate. It's such a wonder, and it's so exciting. But I mean, all that aside, I was really thinking about that line you said about the first thing you do in the morning really sets the tone for the whole day, because I didn't realize how true that was. I have been really struggling lately. I've given up YouTube entirely, and I haven't been on YouTube in the last week since I gave that up. But the first thing I do when I wake up is I feel terribly, horrifically bored, because I know I can't get on YouTube, but I'm still very tired. And otherwise, I didn't even make the choice to be entertained. I simply just was. I would just, without a thought, my natural instinct was to go on YouTube, and it would fill my time. But it made me very anxious. It gave me a very dark view of the world.
Yes.
I was always living in a reality that wasn't mine. Like, I wasn't just... I was worried and concerned about things that weren't actually in my life. And I've realized that although I'm now very bored, so I'm in discomfort, I'm also somehow at peace because I am also just living my life.
Well said.
I've been bored since I was a kid. Since phones became so accessible, I haven't had to be bored, and it's been very good for me to just deal with my problems, my boredom, my world. And maybe that's a space that I should start filling with scripture, even if my brain's not all fired up in the morning. Might as well start there.
I think both. It's really, really, really good for us to be bored, which means we have time to think about our lives, think about God. I see being bored as you have this space to do something good.
I think we get truly bored when we're in the limbo between you have time to do something, but not the energy to do something, which is the difficulty for me of boredom. But then you just have to start making sacrifices of, now would be a good time to do the dishes, the thing I do not want to do. Now would be a good time to get some work done or to get something done. And I have to make an active choice. But when I had the option of YouTube, none of my choices were active.
Yeah.
Everything I did was passive, and I would only ever do the things I was responsible for when I felt like it, when the muse strikes you.
Yeah.
And when you're when you're bored, when you have no other options, when you have to fill your time correctly, you have to make active choices. I think that's been very good for me.
You know, I like to say things in the extreme.
I know you do.
To make a point.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that we've lost faith and hope that God is really there and that God, by the Holy Spirit, wants to guide every moment of our life to the greatest happiness.
Yeah.
But we don't really believe that God wants to guide me, speak to me, inspire me, carry me forth. So instead, we turn to all these other voices who just leave us really in a bad place. Where God wants to lift us up. But we have to set the other voices aside. How do you respond to that? Well,
for some reason, I'm thinking a very strange analogy where when I get on YouTube, things like that, it feels like you're waiting at a bus stop and the first bus that arrives, you just get on it because you're standing at a bus stop. So you get on the bus.
And who knows where
it's
going?
And then it comes around in a circle and it drops you off at the same bus stop and you're like, dang. And then a bus pulls up and you just get on the bus again because it's not even an option. You're just like, well, I should be in transit, but you're just constantly living in transit. And someone's like taps your shoulder and they're like, if you walk a mile that way, there's a real bus stop with something that will actually take you somewhere. And you're like, I don't want to walk a mile. Maybe this bus will take me next time. You get on the bus and at best, they leave you right where you started. And at worst, you're completely lost and you're never going anywhere. But I feel that's exactly how I felt with YouTube, where I was constantly clicking on videos where it was nothing. I had no interest in it when I started, while I was watching it, when I finished. And then I get off the bus and I get right back on the bus as if this time it will take me somewhere else. And it's hard to walk the mile to a real bus stop.
Yeah.
But God doesn't just leave us where we started. As much as it is effort, He does want to raise us higher. He wants to lead us somewhere else.
This is an absolutely stunning analogy.
I thought it was a very silly analogy.
I could open up national or world headlines,
mm-hmm.
and go through 30 mm-hmm. or 40 headlines. It takes me nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time,
even if I am specifically looking for a specific news article with specific information that is actually has some effect, I just end up going through 50 news articles that tell me every commentator's opinion on this thing that has happened instead of the actual information about the event that has happened. I'm so frustrated with journalism.
Yeah, this analogy of getting on a bus that goes nowhere is so apt.
We just want to feel like we're going somewhere. I want to feel like my mind is occupied, but it's not. I want to feel like my mind is being fed, but it's not.
Yeah, this is a great analogy. Where God's word will take you somewhere good every time.
Yeah.
And it's actually the vehicle to take you to your next step. Wow, that's a great analogy. Don't get on the wrong bus.
Start walking.
Just start walking. Well, thanks for the conversation. Very helpful to me. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.